season, eh?
It was a good way to finish the season. We've, you know, we've been performing like that for a few weeks, and you know, and results have been telling the stories. It's just unfortunate at the start of this season that we've finished where we are, a point off a playoff spot. But you know, I can't fault the players, and you know, they've worked effortlessly through the, you know, full effort and endeavour and going to win the games. So for the fair bit of October time, you know, we couldn't have asked any more after a disappointing start.
How frustrating is it to be so close to the playoffs, given that you've only lost, I think, three times since that strenuous game in October?
I think a lot of credit I've got to go to Brecon as well for the run they've went on, you know. Any other season on 58 points, you're probably talking you're well in the playoff spot. But unfortunately for us, Brecon went on the same sort of run as ourselves, and we're winning games, and when we were winning, they were still winning, so there was nothing given. But you know, I think it's with great credit to the boys in the dressing room there that we finish on a high and we get a victory today.
What's the overriding emotion among you and the players? Is it disappointment or pride?
I think there's a bit of both, to be honest with you. I think they've got to be proud of themselves for the way they conducted themselves throughout the season. Finishing fifth in the league, you know, it's a good achievement in itself for them. But on the other hand, you know, when you look at disappointing and missing it in the playoffs with one, you know, one single solitary point, that could have been better.
What for the future now then?
Well, I think it's just, you know, keeping what we've got here. Hopefully keep the main lot we've got here and build and try and improve for where we started at the start of last season. I think, you know, I learnt my lesson at the start of last season that, you know, we've got to have a squad assembled early enough to bring them in and get them gelled together as quickly and as soon as possible. And that will be a challenge for me during the summer, but I'll get on with it and do it to the best we can.
I don't know if you follow the bookies' odds, but you're second favourite for the Dunfermline job.
Don't follow. I have absolutely no interest in me, the bookies' odds. I can't bet myself, so it's nothing, obviously nothing interesting me, is it?
Can we bet you?
No, you know, I've got a rebuilding job to do here in the summer, you know. So that will start on Tuesday night. You know, we're discussing players that are already here, and you know, football's moving. Some will stay, some will move on. And you know, the ones that do, they'll be wished all the best, and you know, and hopefully they have a good career. But there will be ones who want to stay. But it'll be a difficult process of telling players who you want to keep and who you want to go, and then adding a wee bit more quality to the squad. You know, the mainstay of the squad we've already got here.
Is it return to full-time football at some stage something that interests you?
I think full-time football, if you're a football, you obviously want to be full-time. At the moment I'm part-time and I'm dealing with that at the moment, so I've got one primary thought in my mind at the moment, is rebuilding the team for here for next season, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Cheers. Cheers.